Okay. So we'll see. Now Nimai is born, and what pastimes have you seen of him? Who remembers? What all we saw? Some pastimes.
How Nimai was born.
Okay, how Nimai was born. Next.
Then many cries. How that Navadvip gopis.
Ladies, name. They come and chant the names of Krishna. Good. Any other pastime? You remember? I'll just sit for. Yeah, two thieves. Very good. Two thieves came and took Nimai and
okay, snake.
Yeah, that we'll be telling today. Nimai and the Brahman. Okay, snake. Mostly you know the pastimes, but just a little bit, two more, refreshing ourselves. Okay. He took bananas and some. Snake, she said. Snake passed him. Yeah. Okay, anyway. Good, y'all are remembering. So, now what happened? We saw the thieves first time. Then one day what happened? Jagannath Mishra, he and Sachi Mata, they were discussing that our Nimai must be something, a special child. He has so many good qualities. Maybe he, I mean, they were thinking who he must be. How come he is having, I mean, they were discussing like this. Then Jagannath Mishra suddenly saw Nimai and he said, bring me a book. So then Nimai went running inside the room and he got a book and he gave it to Jagannath Mishra. But while he was running, Jagannath Mishra heard the sound of ankle bells. You know, Payal? This ankle bells. He was hearing the bell, the sound of that. Jagannath Mishra and Sachimada thought, we didn't put ankle bells for Nimai. From there is the noise coming. So he gave the book and he ran away to play with his friends. So now Jagannath Mishra, they both are discussing how is he having ankle bells. So they both went inside the room from where he got the book. They went and saw in that room, all over the ceiling, all over the walls, all over the floor, there were markings of his footprints. Below Nimai's lotus feet, there are very auspicious signs of Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. Many signs are there. So these signs, so see, if you put some ink or something in your feet and you keep that footprint comes, no? Like that, but when the Lord's footprint comes, it comes along with those signs. So like that, all over the house it was. So Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata thought, oh, maybe our deity is doing pastimes. They had this Damodar Shila in their house. You know Shaligram Shila, na, all of you. So they thought this Damodar Shila is doing some pastimes. So then Jagannath Mishra told to Sachi Mata, Sachi Devi, so please do some kheer, lot of kheer with sugar, ghee, milk and rice. Do lot of kheer and do lot of sweets. This is how the devotees become very happy if something nice happens. They start worshipping the Lord. They start increasing their worship. So she, then this way Jagannath Mishra told to Sachi Mata and she did this offerings. So at that time Nimai was laughing. Mm-hmm. Because they didn't know that the footprints were of Nimai. So then because this is how the Lord covers their knowledge. So then Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.
Yes.
So this was one of his pastimes. Then one day Jagannath Mishra was sleeping. At that time he had a dream. In his dream an illustrious Brahman came and he told Jagannath Mishra, do you know the boy who is in your house? He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is Krishna. And that is why, and today you chastised him, that is you shouted at him. That's not nice. You should not shout at him. Jagannath Mishra said, oh, okay, he must be Krishna, he might be Supreme Personality of God or whatever, but still I am his father. So as a father, I have to do my duty, I have to correct my child. If I don't beat him, he will not do correct things, he will do wrong things. Then he'll develop bad habits. So as a father, I will correct him. So this, and that Brahman, he did pranams to Jagannath Mishra. He appreciated the quality of Jagannath Mishra, that how he is following, I mean, he is being a good father. So this way, they were doing pastimes. Then one day, to Jagannath Mishra's house, a Brahmana came. And the Brahmana, he was traveling all over India. he had a very beautiful Gopal deity. So he used to travel all over India and he came to the house of Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra welcomed him very nicely and he told him, please take a seat, and he washed his feet. And then he said, please cook and have prasad in our house. So then this Brahman, he would always cook and then he would offer to the Lord. So what did Jagannath Mishra? They all cleaned the full kitchen and they brought all the necessary ingredients. And then this Brahman, he started cooking. So he cooked very nice bhogas and he brought it in front of the deities. And he started chanting the Gopal mantras very loudly. So when he started chanting the Gopal mantras, that time what happened? Nimai came, he took little rice and he ate it. So then Jagannath Mishra started, the Brahman, he said, hi, hi, what is this? You are eating the rice. So you spoiled my offering. So then Jagannath Mishra came running. Oh, what happened? Oh, he ate the rice. He started running behind this one, Nimai. Nimai started running fast. So then the Brahman, he caught hold of Jagannath Mishra and he said, oh, he's a child. He doesn't know. He's small. It's okay. Today, Krishna doesn't want me to eat cooked rice. Anyways, so I will take some, it's okay. I mean, so then Jagannath Mishra said, no, 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 please. Please, you have come to our house. Please, please, please cook again. And all the people in the house, they all pleaded to him, please. You please cook in our house, we will clean it again. So then because all of them requested, then the Brahman said, okay, I'll cook again. So again he went, they cleaned the full kitchen and then they brought the ingredients. And then Jagannath Mishra said, where is Nimai? So then they said, don't worry, we'll put Nimai in our neighborhood house. He will play with all the ladies over there. He'll be busy in, playing, so he will not come and disturb. So then Jagannath Mishra said, okay. So then now the Brahman started cooking. So once he started cooking, he in the meantime, Nimai, he was playing with those ladies, he was fooling them. Sometimes he would run here, sometimes he would run there. The ladies would be fooled because he would go there, he would come here. He was so charming, he was so beautiful. So you know, by looking at him, you know, we would forget, we wouldn't remember he is here or there. I mean, he would do all those things, you know, running in between them and going, coming, that way. So Jagannath Mishra, this Brahmana, he cooked and he sat again in front of the deities and he started loudly calling to Gopalji. He said, you please come and accept the offerings. He was chanting the mantras from his heart, with lot of love he was requesting the Lord to come and take the prasad, take the bhogas. So again Nimai came there, again he ate the offering. He took little handful of rice and he put in his mouth. So then the Brahman said, hi, hi, again you spoiled my offering. So then Jagannath Mishra came running with a stick now. Again Nimai started running. So then they were running in the house. So then again this Brahman caught hold of Jagannath Mishra's hand and he said, hey, he's a child, why are you doing like this? Today it must be Krishna's plan. See, this devotee is, anything happens, they take it as Krishna's plan. He said that it is Krishna's plan. Krishna does not want me to eat the food today. And anyways, I am, you know, he is to travel all the places. So he eats only fruits and roots all the time. So he is not this thing that only he needs cooked food only. So he just, please bring me some roots and some fruits. I will take that. That is enough for me today. So I have already offered two times and both the times offering has been spoiled. So that's it's okay. So then Jagannath Mishra and all were very sad that, you know, this Brahman didn't eat in our house because... And at that time, who is the elder brother of Nimai? Vishwaroop. So Vishwaroop, the most beautiful personality, ocean of good qualities, he came there. And the moment this Brahman saw, he thought, who is he? He's so beautiful. So then Vishwaroop came and offered obeisances to the Brahmana. And then... he came to know that this is the elder son of Jagannath Mishra. So then Vishwaroop pleaded. He begged at the feet of Jagannath Mishra. He caught hold of feet of that Brahman. He said, please cook again. So then he said, it is midnight. How will I cook again? I've already cooked two times and it's already spoiled. Then Vishwaroop said, please. He begged. He caught hold of his feet and he said, you please cook one more time. It's midnight. That's not a problem. You can cook again. And all the people in the house, they also pleaded, please, please. So then the Brahman thought, okay, I'll cook once more, because Vishwaroop, he couldn't reject what Vishwaroop was trying to say. So then again the Brahman went and he cooked the prasad, the bhogas, and then Jagannath Mishra said, where is Nimai? So then they said, Nimai is fast asleep. He is gone into his dreams and he is no more here. He doesn't know what is happening over here. So then they all said, okay, very nice. And the Brahman and Jagannath Mishra was standing the stick near the door so that again Nimai should not come. And the Brahman, he got all the offerings, he kept in front of the deities, and he was chanting the, about to chant the mantras of Gopalji. And that time what happened? Nimai, he called the Lord. See, if the Lord desires, anything happens only by the Lord's desire. So the Lord, what he did is, he made everybody go to sleep. He called Nidra Devi. Okay, Nidra Devi, she'll put all of you to sleep if the Lord wants. So then he asks Nidra Devi. So Nidra Devi put everyone to sleep in the house. So everyone went to sleep and Nimai went and he took the offering and a handful of rice and he put in his mouth. The Brahman started shouting, hi, hi. And then Nimai told him that, oh Brahmana, you call me out of, you call me with so much love. And when I come, why are you shouting like this? You call, all the time you call me so loudly, so I came. And then the Lord in front of this Brahmana, he assumed a very beautiful form. He became into a huge, into a beautiful form with 8 arms. And he had this yellow pitambar he had worn. With, in the 8 arms, in the 4 arms, he was having Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. Shankha, what is the name of the Shankha?
Panchajanya.
Of the Chakra?
Darsha.
Of the Gada?
Kaumodaki.
Kaumodaki. And Padma is lotus. So he had 4 things in his 4 hands. And remaining 2 hands, he was having butter in one hand. And with another hand, he was eating the butter. And in the other 2 hands, he had this thing. He was playing flute. So with this beautiful 8-handed form, he gave darshan to this Brahmana. Not only that, the whole Vrindavan, the Brahman could see the whole Vrindavan in front of him. He could see Yamuna river, he could see Kadamba trees, he could see the gopis, he could see the full Vrindavan forest in front of his eyes. So he was so happy that by seeing this form, he fainted. Then the Lord again assumed the form of Nimai. And then the Lord, he woke him up. He told him, get up. He told him to get up. And then he said that even in my previous previous lifetime, even in the previous even in my previous life, lifetime, I have given darshan to you. Even in Krishna Leela, you were there. I gave this darshan to you. Now also I am giving. And he told the Brahman that you should not tell that you saw me. You should not tell whatever I showed you here to anybody. He had warned him that you should not show to anyone that I, Nimai is Krishna. He told that and then he again came back in his form. Now the Brahman, he was so happy. He was so happy that he took all the rice over there and he started eating, he started jumping, he started taking the rice and putting on his hand, in both of his hands, on top of, I mean, we didn't know what to do. He was putting the rice all over his body because it was eaten by the Lord. So he started doing all these things. And now the people got up. They said, just go and check if the Brahman offered. So then the people, they came and said, yes, the offering is successful. So then Nimai felt, they all felt very happy. And the Brahmana, he wanted to come and tell Jagannath Mishra so desperately. You don't know the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is in your house. But he couldn't tell that. because he was told by the Lord not to tell that. And this Brahman, as ordered by Chaitanya, he stayed there itself in Navadvip. Every day he would come to the house of Nimai to see Nimai. He would come to beg alms because he was a Brahmana. He came to beg alms and to see Nimai. Every day he would come to see Nimai. So this way the Lord performed pastimes. The further pastimes we'll see tomorrow.